All right, we're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got another about 53 minutes of swinging sounds, so we hope you'll stick around. I want to remind you, we're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10, so hope you'll make it a habit to join us each Sunday night. We're going to continue to highlight the jazz artistry of Victor Feldman, who is a very accomplished jazz musician on piano, vibes, and drums. We're going to open up the second hour with his choice LP, burned a CD, called Seven Steps to Heaven, which is a Miles Davis composition, and cut in July of 73 in L.A. And along with Miles, we've got Tom Scott on reeds, Chuck DiMacchio on bass, and John Guerin on drums. Let's listen to Seven Steps to Heaven.
We'll be right back. Garrett on drums, ladies and gentlemen. John Garrett. Tom Scott on alto, tenor, and flute. Chuck DeMonico on bass. Feldman on piano.
All right, that was Seven Steps to Heaven, written by Miles Davis. I think Victor Feldman also had co-composer credit on that particular album, or that particular tune. In fact, Miles Davis named one of his albums Seven Steps to Heaven. And it was obviously cut live, and the liner notes are very exhaustive. It gives me lots of detail, but everything but where it was, where they were playing on that particular night. But anyway, that was a hard swinger. And I don't have to announce the personnel because the MC did it for me at the end of the track. So what's up next, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from Al Cohn. We heard from Al in hour one when he had co-billing along with Zoot Sims and was playing the baritone sax. Here he's appearing on tenor sax in an album, a choral album entitled The Al Cohn Quintet. In addition to Al on tenor, we have Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Mose Allison on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulis on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Frank Signorelli, Vince Grande, and Jimmy Lytle entitled A Blues Serenade.
Thank you.
and it was a blues serenade featuring Al Cohn on tenor saxophone, Bob Berkmeyer on trombone, Mose Allison on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Nick Stabulus on drums. That was from a choral LP released in 1957 entitled The Al Cohn Quintet.
Continue to highlight the vibe piano artistry of London's finest, Victor Feldman. We're going to turn to a Riverside album that Victor cut in January of 1961 called Merry Old Soul. And here he's joined by Sam Jones on bass and Louis Hayes on drums. He's on piano on this track. He alternates between vibes and piano on this particular track, on this particular CD. And this is something that was written by Cy Oliver, who was a composer and arranger for the Jimmy Lunceford band in the 30s and 40s. And this was a big hit that Cy wrote for Jimmy Lunceford called For Dancers Only. right. That was Chasing Shadows, a composition written by our highlighters of the week, Victor Feldman. That was Victor there on piano from his contemporary album cut in January of 1958 called Merry Old Soul. And so what's up next, Al?
Well, we've had the spotlight on one vibus tonight. This time we'll feature another one. This time it's Cal Jader, and it's from a Verve LP entitled Along Comes Cal Jader. Features Cal on vibes, Chick Corea on piano, Bobby Rodriguez on bass, Grady Tate on drums, Armando Peraza on congas, and Ray Beretta on percussion. And they're going to do Thelonious Monk's classic, Round Midnight. Monk's classic Round Midnight, featuring Cal Jader on vibes, Chick Corea on piano, Bobby Rodriguez on bass, Grady Tate on drums, Armando Peraza on congas, Ray Barreto on percussion. I guess since there weren't any wind instruments in the group, that allowed them to participate vocally. That was from a Verve LP released in 1967 entitled Along Comes Cal Jader.
Next up is our highlight artist, Victor Feldman. This time he switches from vibes to the piano, and this is from his contemporary album, The Arrival of Victor Feldman. Of course, that signifies the arrival of Victor from London, where he had worked for years on a jazz scene and had then transplanted himself on the American jazz scene. And this is a little thing that he cut with Scott LaFaro on bass, Stan Levy on drums, Chasing Shadows. Was Victor Feldman on piano playing his own composition, Chasing Shadows, ably assisted by Scott LaFaro on bass. He had a fine bass solo there on that track. And one of Victor's favorite drummers, who originally worked for a long time in the Stan Kenton band before he settled on the West Coast, Stan Levy on drums. This is from a contemporary album cut in January 1958 called The Arrival of Victor Feldman.
Well, next we'll hear from pianist Andre Previn. This is from a contemporary LP entitled Andre Previn and His Pals Play Pal Joey. This is a collection of tunes from the Broadway play of the same name. Features Andre on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And they're going to do a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled That Terrific Rainbow. And that was a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled That Terrific Rainbow. It features Andre Previn on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. That was from a contemporary LP released in 1957 entitled Andre Previn and His Pals Play Pal Joey.
Next up is another track by our featured artist of the week, vibist and pianist Victor Feldman. This is from his Mode LP, burned to a CD, cut in Hollywood in September of 57. And Victor has Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Stan Levy on drums backing him up. And this is an old Gus Arnheim standard from the 30s, reprised by Victor on this Mode LP called Sweet and Lovely. That was the ballad artistry of Victor Feldman, doing an old favorite from the 30s, brought up to date with a modern version of Sweet and Lovely. In the rhythm section are two transplanted jazz musicians from Indianapolis, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, along with Stan Levy on drums. That was from Victor's Mode LP, Victor Feldman on Vibes.
Well, next we'll hear from vocalist Annie Ross. This is from an LP on the World Pacific label entitled Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan. And it features Annie along with baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan, Chet Baker on trumpet, Henry Grimes on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. And they're going to do a Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer tune entitled This Time the Dream's on Me.
Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It must be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I at least supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. Well, it can't be true, but this time the dream's on me.
With, you guessed it, This Time the Dream's on Me. And backing her up was Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Chet Baker on trumpet, Henry Grimes on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. That was from a World Pacific LP released in 1959 entitled Annie Ross Sings a Song with Mulligan.
Next up is Victor Feldman from his Concord album, The Artful Dodger. Victor's there on piano, Colin Bailey on drums, and Monty Budwig on bass. And here he does that old standard, Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
piano artistry of our highlight artist of the week, Victor Feldman, doing Limehouse Blues.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 on your FM dial. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a short burst in the middle for the news. We hope you'll come back next week to join us. We'll be at the same place at the same time. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. And we're going to wrap up the evening with a group known as the Arch Martin Quintet. This is basically a local group from Kansas City. The only one that's worked much outside of Kansas City was Arch Martin, the trombonist. But for all practical purposes, this is a local group. And the LP is entitled New Jazz from Kansas City. It's on the Zephyr label. It features Art on trombone, Dick Bussey on tenor sax, Jay Shore on piano, Dave Reiser on bass, and John Tarabasso on drums. They're going to do a Fred Rose Walter Hirsch tune entitled Deed I Do.